Maria, ur hatteria, animeng Maria, Paula Dolovia, kande kushteria, mograsteria, dole kiravia, ani rock and roll, hunata soke, abi merge, keroia.
नमस्कार अनि स्वागत करता हूँ तुमका आईच्या सुशेगा दनपार रेडिओ प्रोग्रामर. मुझे नाव रिची आणि मुझ्या संगत आज असात माईक लोबो आणि अनिल बॅप्टिस्ट आणि त्यांच्या संगत एक सैरी आटल्या आणि त्याचे नाव असं लिज रुपेलो. तुम्ही ते गायन ऐकले रॉक अँड रोल बाय मोग सावलो. मेनी मंथ्स अगो वी डिड अ प्रोग्राम बोथ विथ माईक अँड अनिल ऑन द कॅरिस्मॅटिक मूवमेंट in the church, and particularly the charismatic movement here in Auckland. And at that point, we were enlightened by both these spiritually charged gentlemen as to what a charismatic movement is and the different ways in which we can express our charisma as such. There's not necessarily one particular way, but there are different ways, and the church recognizes all of them. They left us in a bit of a suspense last time. They were talking about a movement that they had launched, an initiative that they had launched, and they would talk about it once it had taken roots in Auckland. So here they are today to share that what that movement is and what they are doing in that space. So Anil, how are you today?
Great, Richard. It's great to be back. Thank you for inviting us once again on the show. And we hope that we will be able to enlighten you more on this new move of the Holy Spirit here in Auckland.
Okay, and what about you, Mike? How has the journey been so far?
Gee, Richard, you talked us up so much now. I expect, to be speaking in tongues. No, I won't be. But, just want to say thank you for inviting me and Anil once again and Liz. We have moved on, and we do have something to report about the schools. And so greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good job that you and your team are doing, and also to our listeners.
So, Liz, you are there here with Anil and Mike to share something more about this initiative. Tell us something about yourself. Where are you from originally? Bombay? Some say we are from the Gulf. I don't know. So where are you from?
Well, before I start, Richard, thank you for inviting me here. I'm from Bombay, originally from Bombay. I've been here in New Zealand for the past 17 and a half years.
Okay. So that's a pretty long time as such. And I tried to, listeners, I just tried to connect with Liz from which part of Bombay she was, and I rattled off a couple of names. Say, do you know this one, and do you know that one, and do you know? And as usual, no. At last, we have struck one person, isn't it, Liz?
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. So, Balin, if you're listening from Napier, just to let you know that Liz is on the program today here with us. So, tell us something, Anil. What is this new initiative? You call it as Holy Spirit Inactive. Holy Spirit Active. Sorry, not inactive. Holy Spirit Active. Yeah. And what is this all about?
Yeah, I think the Holy Spirit Interactive. So these are the schools, Richard, that were formed by a person named Anil Arana from Dubai. He had a great conversion experience, and he started going on and preaching the word in prayer groups and different communities. And he found that people were all charged up, but after a week or so, they went back to their good old ways and nothing changed. So he decided, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to start these schools of discipleship. And these schools of discipleship are a 52-week program, starting with a 5-week come and see, a chance for you to come and see what the program is all about. No commitment, no charge, nothing. Just come and have a look-see. And at the end of 5 weeks, you got a chance to either commit yourself to the school or you can drop out. So once you commit, it takes you to another 47 weeks. So it's a 52-week program, and it builds on various aspects of the faith, including prayer and reading the Word of God, and even some new topics like apologetics, the Holy Spirit, something which is not taught much in the church. We got 4 modules on the Holy Spirit, and it leads you to other things which helps you in Christian leadership and different forms of learning to actually share your faith. What is important about the school is it's based on 3 principles: learning the faith, living the faith, and sharing the faith. Now, most programs teach you to learn the faith and live the faith, but very few program teach you to share the faith. This is one program that helps you to share your faith with others.
So tell me, Anil, there are so many programs in the church. There are so many initiatives taken by lay people. So we have the last 2 weeks we are having discussions around these programs. So we had Beatia Mathis from the Divine Spirituality Center, Mercy Spirituality Center, and then we had somebody from the DRC Porta group here also last week. They all talked about different ways of building and strengthening their spirituality and taking the Word of God to the next level. So how is this discipleship school so different? What is the... You know, you remember the Maggie advertisement, ketchup?
Yes, basically, if you go to Acts 2, 42 to 47, which is actually a blueprint for any group or any community, it's based on 4 pillars, and that is the prayer, praise and worship, the Word of God, ministry, outreach, sharing, and fellowship. And it brings these 4 aspects together. A lot of the programs that are there don't have a kind of a fellowship, a kind of a, you know, spirituality, a charismatic spirituality, which is a spontaneity. And this program brings all that together. And what we have seen over the past 3 years, there's been great formation of communities in the parishes that we have been through. And Mike will enlighten more on this one. But it's been a thing of forming communities and getting people together bonding them together. That is the key thing that this program is able to achieve here, you know.
So if I may understand, what you're saying is that it is a free-flowing program. It is a program which gives each and every individual their own space and time to experience their spirituality, rather than sort of clustering them or focusing them or sort of putting them into a cask. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, what happens is, like, say, for example, we've got a praise and worship. Like, we have a, start off with a praise and worship. Now, every person who's in the school gets a chance to lead a praise and worship, which helps them to either develop or understand if they are actually called to lead a praise and worship. And if they are called, then they know. And so everybody gets a chance to even preach, teach the Word of God. They get a chance to discover their giftings, and it helps them grow spiritually, because they it's a discovery of self.
So that's the differentiation between what this program is offering and all the other ones that are offering as such. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes, most of the other ones are personal programs. You have a lot of programs where it's a program tailored so that you journey. But this one is journeying with others, not just with me, but journeying with others as well.
So, Mike, you are the marketing side of this particular program, if I may put it that way as such. So you have sort of incorporated, I can see here that there's a five-session trial session. That is under the Consumer Guarantees Act.
absolutely. the way you put it is so nice, so Consumer Guarantees. Marketing is only when you're going to charge somebody for something. This course is free.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely free.
Oh, we Indians love everything that is free. They'll all charge there.
Absolutely. So just to continue on with what Anil was saying, people who do this, it's not for the faint-hearted, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a program that, in two words, is Catholic catechism. It's catechesis. People learn. I don't know when was the last time, Richard, that you had done some study. You know, I don't know. In my case,
It was about 4 years ago when I did Walk by Faith.
There we are.
Yeah.
See, so 4 years. You know, we kind of need refreshers all the time.
Yeah.
This is not a program or a group. It is something that you come into. You study for a year-long program.
Mm-hmm.
The bishop was asking me, "Hey, we can't even get people to come for 1 hour, but you can get people to come for 52 weeks." I said, "Bishop, come and see." You know, and he was laughing at me, you know. He said, "Wow," he says, "this is good stuff." So people come and they go through this. And after that, they go back to their groups or parishes. Like there's a chap and his wife from the Couples for Christ who are in our school in Pekaranga. Liz is part of that school. And they have come to learn more, and they're planning to start one with their group next year. So they go back to their own ministries. We don't own anybody. Some people, like in the Ponsonby school, 7 of the old students have come back to help with the new school. And we got about 25 people in total
in
Ponsonby.
In Ponsonby.
Yeah, we've already had about 300 people go through this, Richard.
Oh, okay.
8 schools so far completed. And
I'm quite surprised you've got a school in Ponsonby. They've got many other sort of schools.
Yes, but then this is the thing about marketing. You see, Richard, you go to the place where it's hardest.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You start from there. Yes. But the good thing there, Father Rory Morrissey, he's actually very happy to support us. And he has been through the first school. Now he's come back and joined us for the second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So what is it that you sort of tap into in an individual to come to that school as such? What is that you're appealing to? What is the hook?
I think I might get Liz to
answer that question.
And give her testimony, because she actually is one of those people.
Liz gives her testimony, I just want to understand
from you,
or from Baptist as such.
Okay.
What is the hook? What is it that Baptist said that, you know, you give a free hand at the school to people to express their spirituality?
Sure. Let me,
you say that there are about 300 of the students who have come through it, and you don't own anybody. They go back to their ministry.
Yep.
So is it something sort of a retooling school or a recharging school?
Okay, so let me get the Catholic to answer it. If you ask the Baptist, you might get another answer. So demographics, going back to some basics, rewind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Demographics these days, Richard, as you and I know it,
mm-hmm.
say that in a short space of 50 years or so, Christianity, as you and I know it, is going to be a minority religion for the first time in 1,500 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because of sheer attrition, atheism, and other faiths coming into the picture. Mm-hmm. And because Christianity, there seems to be a bad word about it these days with the number of things that are happening against it.
Okay.
So, for me, the hook is to get people from the pews. Uh-huh. This program gets people who have not done any education, like Walk by Faith with Jovita Parker and all that, that they actually know something about their faith. They're still in the pews. So we are actually getting these people out. They come to the schools. They get charged. And the idea is that they evangelize by touching someone else, bringing that person next time. And so we have a theory of duplication. That's how it works. So Anil Arana said he wanted to do something about this, the fact that it's going to become a minority religion. He said, no. Let me do something. And he started these schools, and they're from the Indus Valley to Donald Trump. We've got people from West Indies, Canada, Africa, Middle East, India, New Zealand and Australia, and a number of other countries that have these schools. I'm really excited about this because I've seen lives change. I can line up a number of people here, and even there's a young policeman who came and joined the school last year. He says, guys, if you don't do something like this, you'll never know your faith.
So, Liz, coming to you, before you give your testimony and your experiences at the school as such, did you have at any time a question about your faith that you wanted to recharge it as such?
I've always wanted to recharge my faith. Sometimes you feel you're just on a plateau. You're just moving forward. And that's the reason why I've always gone on YouTube and searched for talks that I really wanted to listen to, all about Jesus, learn more about my faith, feeling that I was plateauing in regards to my faith, much as I was in the ministry back home, in the healing ministry. Came to New Zealand and found that I was plateauing. That's the time I realized.
So as there have been doubting moments, as you say. As such,
no doubting moments. I've never doubted
No doubting
Jesus,
moments.
Never.
Okay.
I've been really strong in my faith. But when I say plateauing, what I learned is what I was practicing. But I knew there was something missing. There was something more. And that's what I learned in the school. When I give my testimony, I'll talk about what more I gained and what more I learned when I joined the school.
So what ministry were you associated here in New Zealand in your parish?
No, I wasn't associated
so
here.
You were a Sunday Catholic, Saturday Catholic?
I was a Sunday Catholic, yes, but I also always went for daily mass.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just sort of think about what we have just discussed. We'll let our listeners think about it as such. And on that note, we'll listen to the song, Ai Chachadwanche Nisab. That means what the women wear today when they go for mass. So Liz, I hope you'll prepare yourself when we come back again after the music.
Yes, sure.
देखताना ते आईच्या चलियाचे अंगा सरत फुलतो सांगून फायदो ना कुरे नेसून चेडव वाटेल चलताना चिंता मोदी दुसरे मला देखताना ते आईच्या चलियाचे अंगा सरत फुलतो सांगून फायदो ना कुरे नेसून चेडव वाटेल चलताना चिंता मोदी दुसरे मला
चके जोड़ी कतने सा दिल ने गाड़ी ये ता मिसा सोपरा वही ने सुन माय पर मीडी
ते फुला धीमी मोड़ी पोलो सले पटलन रेडी अनि मा तो रे सही तो सड सकल सची जोड़ी
सेदा चके जोड़ी कतने सा दिल ने गाड़ी ये ता मिसा सोपरा वही ने सुन माय पर मीडी
ते फुला धीमी मोड़ी पोलो सले पटलन रेडी अनि मा तो रे सही तो सड सकल सची जोड़ी सण देखता ना ते आई चसलिया चे अंगर सरत फुल फुलो सगुन फायदो ना कर दे कुरे ने सुन चेड़ो वाटे सलता ना चिंता मोती नियम को दूसरे ना
तुम्ही ऐकत आहात ऑकलंडाचं सुशेगात दनपार रेडिओ कोंकणी प्रोग्राम आणि मुझे सांगत आज असात माइक लोबो अनिल बॅप्टिस आणि लिज रिबेलो. सो ऑन दॅट नोट वेन वी क्लोज्ड फॉर द सॉन्ग माइक यू मेन्शन दॅट युअर टार्गेट ऑडियन्स इज पर्टिक्युलरली पीपल फ्रॉम द प्यूज. इज इट दिस संडे कॅथलिक ऑडियन्स दॅट यू आर टार्गेटिंग प्राइमरली एज सच?
On a personal note, it's everyone, but just to our listeners there, as well as to everybody whom I meet, I ask the question, is going to church on Sunday fulfilling the obligation, is that fine? Is that enough? Or the question is, are we engaging God or communicating with Jesus or asking the guidance and discernment of the Holy Spirit? Do we depend on the intercession of Our Lady? Do we have a personal relationship with God? And do we share our faith with others? Are we passing this on to our kids and grandkids? You know, because right now we've come into this country, land of milk and honey, and are we still continuing to pass our faith on? That's the question.
So let's ask Liz about it. So Liz, you mentioned that you were more of a Sunday Catholic, though you attended Mass every day. So what really, what's the sort of... magic that Mike wove around in Pakuranga Parish for you to hook on to Holy Spirit Interactive?
No, it wasn't Mike. I've been... Mike did introduce me to the school, yes, the HSI school, that's a Holy Spirit Interactive school. But how I came to know about this all, I'll start from the beginning, where I'd been, as I said earlier, I've been watching videos on YouTube. Many spiritual leaders, and there was some fascination to the YouTube videos of Anil Arana. So I knew Anil Arana way before he could come here, and I knew him on YouTube. So when I was told that he's coming here last year, somewhere end of September, beginning of October, I just wanted to, you know, have an experience of him talking personally. So I attended these two-day talks that he had at St. Mark's Pakuranga. And as much as he's inspiring in a video, oh God, it's 100 times more when he's talking in person. So it was so inspiring. And that's when I met Mike. And he said, and we started talking, and he spoke of the HSI Discipleship School, which had already started in St. Mark's, Bakaranga. And I said, oh God, it's already started. I wish I could have joined. And he's like, you can still join. You can just do a trial of 5 weeks. And I was so overjoyed that I could do it. So that's how I started in the school, and we're almost coming to the end of it now. And basically the school, the theme is from death to life. So it's like when I spoke earlier about me being on a level, a plateau level with my faith, I felt sort of this thing was for me, like going from death to life. Not that I was dead in the faith, I was really alive in my faith, but I knew there was something that I was missing. So in the School of Discipleship, there are so many topics that they take you through. So, you know, you start with praise and worship. You listen to a video of Anil every day, rather every session. And then you have a group session of discussing what Anil taught in the video. And then you have fellowship with the people. So I think it's so much better when you have fellowship with like-minded people, teaching you more about the faith, learning more about the faith. And I think that's something I was also missing. And the things that are taught in the school, like you get so much of spiritual growth. They dwell on the Word of God. Everything circles around the Word of God, basically, in this group. You know more about the Holy Spirit, the gifts, and the fruits of the Spirit. I did do an inner healing session back home. I did learn about the fruits and the gifts of the Spirit, but not the way Anil teaches it. It's just beautiful listening to him. I believe me, I can listen to Anil whole day, to be honest.
Not to your husband.
Sorry?
Not to your husband.
No, the Word of God is what I'm getting from him. Okay. And in a very beautifully, you know, explained fashion, you know, from him. And right now we're coming to the time of leadership and evangelization. That's the end of the session where he teaches us who can be a leader and what it is to be a leader. It's like you have to be like Jesus, a humble. Jesus was a leader in his own way, but he was humble. And so when we look at leaders in life and places of work and, you know, outside, we look at leaders on a pedestal. And Jesus never was on a pedestal. He was humble. And he washed feet, and he, you know, he healed the sick. He dealt with lepers. But that's what Jesus wants us to be, and that's what we need to go out in the world and evangelize. And that's what I've got from HSI, and so that's my testimony. How much I'm growing, how much I've grown this far, and how much I can go ahead and do and evangelize because of what I've learned.
So you've learned, you've gained all this knowledge, you've gained all this experience, as what they say. But the true test of this experience and knowledge, just like in any other school, the true test of our knowledge is the act of implementing it.
True.
Is to getting it onto the ground and getting on it. So what's the action plan? Does the discipleship school provide a platform, provide pathways for this sort of implementing your experiences?
Actually, the school is actually a school, you know, Richard. It's not a thing that says, you know, after the school we will give you this or we'll give you that. We can help you, but the basic idea is to give you the tools, right? And because our faith is always led by Holy Spirit, it's not led by what you want or what I want or what the leader of the school wants. So it's driven by Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads you to come. To do something, okay, call you to do something, then you need to have the tools to do it. And that's what the school provides. It provides.
So you graduated as basically particular aspect.
Yeah.
So it is for the person, what you're saying, it is for, just like when you graduate from school or a university, it is then for you to decide how you want to sort of implement it.
Absolutely.
So are there any sort of, as they say, there's campus recruitment that you offer, or is there something that you have on the platter for?
Yes, we do. So just to continue on from Anil, what happens is that we actually give them the tools to pray, teach them how to pray, study, and a lot of them we invite them back to help with the next school.
Oh, okay.
So they become the next group leaders.
Okay.
A typical example is Blockhouse Bay. They have a school of about 20 people, 20, 23 people. Okay. And the old school, one of the persons is the leader. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Ponsonby, there's 7 of the old students have come back, and they are the group leaders. Mm-hmm. And so we have plans to implement these, but we actually let people go to go and do and bring this to somebody else and bring them back to the school. So a lot of the old students, they bring students back to the next school.
So Liz, you were not a part of any ministry at, you were in St. Mark's Parish, Pakuranga, if I may.
I'm from Our Lady Star of the Sea officially.
Okay. So what's the agenda from here onwards now? What's the aspect of your experience that you want to sort of carry out and implement? Is there anything that you've thought about, or if you would like to share, as I would.
We come to that stage in the school where they're talking, like we've, as I just said, we've finished with leadership, and then now they're talking about evangelization. We come to the stage where they're talking about what is your plan, what is God's plan for you, in what way can you move out and do things for God, you know, in His ministry, in the ministry of evangelizing. So, to be honest, that's the stage I'm at now. We're still thinking about it, still deciding with the Holy Spirit's help as to what I really want to do from here.
Okay.
Where the Spirit leads, I will follow. So, as I said, we've still coming to the end of the course. We've not finished it yet.
So you're still making up your mind, just like
yes.
the student. Should I become a doctor? Should I become an engineer?
So I'm at that stage,
you're right. You're at that stage, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Coming to this aspect of evangelization, Mike and Anil as such, you know, I've always had a debate with Jovita Parker during my days at Walk by Faith. Yeah. There was always a debate whether evangelization comes first or catechesis comes first. And I did my graduation with catechesis, but there are other colleagues of mine who did it with evangelization as such. This is a country where a lot of people came from the Christian world. So there is evangelization is not something which I felt is required, but a catechesis to recharge them once again. What is the focus of Holy Spirit Interactive on this?
On the contrary, I think evangelization has a lot to do with this. Talking about the chicken and egg or horse before the cart sort of thing, but catechesis has to form the basis for anyone's faith. That is something that people need to know. But someone has to actually light that fire. So it goes hand in hand, but it's the way that you do it. So if you light somebody's fire and say, hey, listen, there's a way, and then you teach them. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it has to go that way, because otherwise you'll have one without the other, you know?
Yeah. So what is the program made up of?
Okay.
What are the different components of this program as such?
So the 8 modules start with, as Liz alluded, from death to life. Then you have spiritual growth, where we teach or show people how to pray, how to study, and how to use the Word of God. The next module is on the Word of God, and we teach people how to memorize the Word, how to study the Word. And then the next one is on the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and understanding your faith, you know, apologetics and things like that. You know, some silly question somebody asks you, is it, how am I going to answer
this?
No
question is silly, is what they say.
Okay, wonderful. Let's do one, that's not silly. So a lot of people in the other faith, they say, hey, Our Lady had children. And we in the Catholic faith say, no. A simple answer that the school offers is that on the cross, Jesus gave his mom to John. As you know, John is the son of Zebedee.
Yeah.
If he had brothers and sisters, she'd have gone to live with them. You know, just a quick apologetics here.
Okay.
So then we have leadership, like you said, and we bring these components through together. There's 8 modules and 5 lessons in each module. So it's structured, and we have people who have come for every one of them, and sometimes we have people who have missed, but they have catch-up sessions. Yeah.
So on that note, let's take a short break and listen to this song.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
तुम्ही ऐकत आहात ऑकलंड रेडिओ ऑकलंड कोंकणी प्रोग्राम सुशेका तनपार आणि आज माझ्या संगत आसात माईक लोबो अनिल बॅप्टिस्ट अँड लिस रबेल्लो टॉकिंग अबाउट होली स्पिरिट इंटरॅक्टिव्ह अँड द डिसायपलशिप स्कूल्स. So when we broke off for that song, we heard something about leadership as such.
Yeah.
And Liz mentioned about the tools that they are given at this program on leadership as such. Now, for the entire program of leadership, what I keep hearing is repeatedly Anil Arana has the driving force at the highest level, at the global level as such.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are local leaders who sort of drive those schools mm-hmm. in the local areas as such. We have seen many such movements back, not only in the Catholic Church, but even mm-hmm. in other religious beliefs, that there is a single iconic leader, and once that leader goes off, then the whole thing comes cascading down. So what is the template that Holy Spirit Interactive is having at the moment to ensure the continuity of this program so as to continue the aspect of evangelization?
Oh, very simple. We follow the template of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He was the iconic figure who started our faith. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And many, many people have come over the last 2,000 years
uh-huh.
to move it along, to grow it,
uh-huh.
to keep it alive and to continue.
Uh-huh.
And as we are at this juncture with Anil or St. Francis of Assisi or Ignatius of Loyola,
uh-huh.
we have continuity because it is not dependent on him.
Okay.
Over the last 16 years that he started his ministry and the schools, even myself, the last 3 years, I started off with one school, and Anil Baptist did the second one. And then slowly, we have got now currently 11 schools going, 8 completed, and the others carrying on. But they're all being led by somebody else.
Okay.
And even with Anil traveling so much, Liz was saying this just now while we were on our break. She said when she listens to the talks mm-hmm. from Holy Spirit Interactive, they have other speakers. And so this is, you know, who are my hands and my feet? That's what Jesus asked.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
are the hands and feet, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take this and move it along.
Mm-hmm. So at the local level, how are you organized as such in the New Zealand environment or in the Auckland environment? How are you organized? Is there a formal structure or is it a very loose circular structure?
Well, we have at the moment a very loose structure. One of the things we are aware of or we are conscious of is Pope Francis wants now the charismatic renewal and all the streams that have come out of the renewal to come together in a spirit of communion. So we want to emphasize that as a spirit of communion as opposed to a spirit of governance.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, the structure is pretty loose. It's not tight, but we don't know how the future will hold.
Mm-hmm.
But at this stage, it's very loose. And basically, we are focused on parishes. We are focused on taking the school to the people rather than calling them to us and come to mm-hmm. me, having a school at a particular venue and say, come to me. So we go to them where they are comfortable with, in the parish where they're very comfortable in that environment. And so that's what we're doing at the moment. We are actually loosely structured, not tightly structured, but our charismatic spirituality is basically about communion rather than about governance.
So you are a living testimony to the Spirit in action. Is Amen. That what you're trying to say? That
yes.
it's the Spirit in action as such. So is this a message that is going out to a larger audience who are engaged in different sort of spiritual programs across in Auckland? That way you say that you don't have a very structured way of running your programs. So have it as loosely as possible for more and more people to participate in it as such. And the second thing, which was my debate with Beate Mathis, where she holds the programs at her school, whereas you go out to the community. Is this something that flows from the scriptures?
Absolutely. The Acts of the Apostles. Because we right now, for any listener, if you want a school in your parish, contact me. And I will come there and help you to start one. That goes from starting with talking to the parish council, parish priest, parish council. We want to do everything properly. We've got the authority from the bishop. And we will go through and start a school and help you to run it, and you can be the coordinator for that school. Mm-hmm. We have all the tools. Everything is free, like I said. Even the coffee and tea, we just share, you know, I mean, it's negligible, but we share.
So this is a form of adult catechism.
Absolutely.
This is a form of adult catechism.
Now you hit the nail on the head.
Yes. Okay. So if that has to succeed, there has to be some good leadership in respective parishes, somebody to take the initiative, go through the experience, and then sort of implement. So Liz, you were talking about leadership experiences, and what Anil sort of drives home the point in these sessions on leadership.
Yeah, the school teaches us a different way of leadership. It talks about servant leadership. So what we emulate is basically what Jesus did. What kind of a leader was Jesus? With his apostles, with his disciples, with the people he interacted with, he was a servant leader. And that really opened my eyes to the true meaning of leadership, how Jesus wants us to be. So it gives your mind a sort of shake-up when you think of leaders, when you look at authoritarian leaders, people you've worked with, have worked with in the past, you are working with people, leaders who you come in contact with on a very sort of unofficial level. It sort of really made me see how Jesus wanted us to be leaders in our communities, in our homes, in our workplaces.
So as catalysts, as you would call it as.
Yes, that's a very
stimulate everybody. Yeah. Be a steering porter.
So you're wanting to be like Jesus so that people will know you, will know Jesus by who you are and how you sort of imitate Jesus in mm-hmm. leadership.
Mm-hmm. So the two things that Jesus came to do the will of the Father and to train people. He was a trainer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people like Anil and others have trained mm-hmm. us along the way. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last time you came, you know, we had some challenges on the program. And, you know, we were very worried about something, that somebody would turn up for the program or not turn up for the program. And one of the most wonderful things that you did was you prayed before the program started.
Yes.
But then we got carried away with our talk. And we forgot to thank God at the end of the program. So we have a bit of time, and Mike, you made it very specific at the beginning that you would like to pray for the people in Auckland, particularly the Christian community or even the non-Christian community. So would you like to extend your hands and
let's
pray for all the people?
Let's do that. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. My dear friends, if you're listening, light the candle, come together as a family. And let's pray. Let's pray for each other. And I'm just going to be the voice, but let's come in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you and praise you for each one of our listeners and for each one of us gathered here and for the organizers of this program. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come to this country. Thank you for this country for accepting us and making us as part of this society. We thank you, Lord, for each one of people who are in power right now. We pray for them. We pray for that you give them more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I pray for each one of our listeners in the situations that you're in, at work, at school, at your meeting places, at church, that we pray for peace and harmony. And we pray that God will guide you as you walk through this time in your life. If you're facing challenges, I just want to thank you, Lord. Join me in thanking him right now for your challenges. I just want to teach you a simple prayer. Just say, I thank you and praise you, Lord, for my current situation. I accept it as part of your plan for me and my family. And I pray that because you love me more than anybody else, that I will allow Jesus into the situation and not be closed, but be open to your promptings and open to your suggestions and open to your advice. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I also just want to pray for the children that are going to school. If you're having or facing bullies or you're facing hard situations, pray this prayer. Take a moment to talk about it. Take a moment to talk to Jesus about it. I just want to thank God for anyone who is sick out there right now. as we pray for you right now, whatever the sickness is, you know, in Exodus 15, it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I sent my word, and it is Jesus, and healed your disease. And so let us pray that back to the Lord. Let's pray that back to him and say, you are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. So I just want to thank you and praise you. Let's finish with the Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Mike. That was a very powerful prayer, and I hope it has inspired our listeners. Any last-minute pitch or marketing tip or marketing advert for your school? Apart from the testimony that Liz has given?
So just to finish off, the bishop has given us permission. Anil Baptist is the one who administrates this through the... He's the chairman of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. I'm actually... the boy, the runner boy. So call me, I'll get things done, you know.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So all the best for all the good works that you're doing in the community and in the parishes, and to revitalize our beliefs. On that note, let us listen to a song and a couple of more songs from Mandu Soban.
Papari, Lajari, Shemborani. Avantuka bekari, moriye bori,
sorya bori,
deva bori.
Kaste bontat kamnatle achari, somari papari achari. Shemborani navantuka bekari, moriye bori, sorya bori, deva bori. Kaste bontat kamnatle achari. Por eso
We're not